Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Here's what you need to know about Cherry, which is streaming on Apple TV+. No one in it is likable, and nothing is understated, ever, ever, ever. Economists may disagree on the threat of inflation, but it's the curse of this madly overwrought production. The film attempts to inflate a gritty novel about the horrors of war and opioid addiction into the epic journey of a troubled soul from alienation through nihilism to salvation. The running time is inflated, too, 142 minutes that feel even longer because of slow-mo sequences meant to confer a holiness on moments of mundane behavior and a randomized approach to storytelling, equal emotional weight assigned to young lovers pledging their love and armored vehicles stuck in the mud during an ambush in Iraq. The source material was the semi-autobiographical debut novel of the same name by Nico Walker. He's a former army medic and heroin addict who wrote it on a typewriter while he was serving time in prison for bank robbery. The perpetrators of the screen version are two heavy hitters from the superhero genre, Anthony Russo and Joe Russo. The hero is a cherry in the military slang sense of a soldier who hasn't yet been in combat. He's played by Tom Holland, a fine and subtle actor in other circumstances. Chiara Bravo is Emily, the hero's girlfriend, then wife, then helpmate in addiction. The problem in Cherry is a total miscalibration of scale. The novel is not an epic. It's a minutely detailed account of how an indifferent college student is transformed into what he himself calls a scumbag. It's an inexorable sequence of events, dropping out of school, saving horribly injured comrades in battle, then PTSD that leads to addiction and crime. These are familiar events, but the novelist brought them to life in new ways by intimate, shockingly raw prose. In bringing the book to the screen, the filmmakers have gone for blockbuster effects at the expense of intimacy and emotional bandwidth. The love scenes are clumsy, trite, or maudlin, while the action sequences are absurdly out of scale, as if staged for audiences who have never seen drill sergeants yelling at recruits, the chaos of combat, a bank being robbed, or junkies shooting up. Sometimes the style seems intentionally self-parodying, as if to say this is a collection of classic cinema cliches offered for the amusement of audiences who really have seen it all. For the most part, though, big moments are staged at full intensity and then heightened by grandiose camera swoops or unintentionally self-parodying opera arias. Cherry is a film for the age of information overload. It shows more than we need to know and leaves us feeling little or nothing about it. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.